Welcome to the Astral Projection Astral Podcast, brought to you by Ali Wiley. Hello everyone, here's number 3 of Bob Peterson's OBE letters. Thanks to Bob at www.robertpeterson.org. OBE letter 3. Dear Pandora, well okay, I'm sorry, I couldn't help but poke a little fun at you after that last letter. Just why are there stories about Pandora and that proverbial cat of curiosity? It's just man's fear, personified. Our society is filled with sayings like better safe than sorry. Our society is against taking risks, but why? Where would Christopher Columbus be if he'd held such fear in his heart? Or Lewis and Clark? Or all the great explorers? It's true that the astral plane is practically virgin territory. And where would mankind be if virgins were always left virgin? No children, no family trees, no history, no anything. Science and religion both deny the astral world for the most part, so it's up to a few brave individuals like us to explore and pave a way for the rest. It's exciting, really. Someday, in the distant future, everyone will be able to leave their body. And instead of hopping on a plane to the coast, people will hop the astral plane to the ghost. Think of how silly it is for them to invest billions of dollars to spend a space probe to take a few pictures of the planets. Scientists will just fly to the distant planets and galaxies to explore them effortlessly. You'll be able to look back and think, I was a front runner. It's a great feeling. You'd probably have your fill of I told you so's. Do you know what astral means? Back to my handy dandy good old American Heritage Dictionary. 1. Of, pertaining to, emanating from, or resembling, the stars. 2. Pertaining to or shaped like an aster, star-shaped. Latin, astrilis. Latin, astrum. Star. Greek, astron. You always wanted to be a star, right? Well, here's your chance. There are just a few things to keep in mind. First, it's important to stop yourself several times a day and think to yourself, I am an astral traveller. I can leave my body. I want to leave my body. Visualise yourself flying over valleys, seas, plains. Visualize yourself shooting out away from your body. Visualize yourself floating. Think to yourself, yep, that's what I want. Remember, your subconscious can take you away from your body very easily if it knows that's what you want. Second, you know the old saying, perfect. I'm still thinking about those virgins. Practice, practice, practice. Every night. I strongly recommend you take a nap sometime during the day and use that time to attempt to leave your body. Naps are a lot better than bedtime because you're not usually tired when you start out. You can relax and really get into it without being so tired that you just fall asleep straight away. But what do I do when I practice, you ask? Ordinary meditation isn't going to do it, although sometimes it happens during meditation. Okay, I have several things you can try. First, practice relaxation. Learn to relax your body at will, completely and quickly. You should learn to relax every fibre and tissue of your body. Second, practice visualisations during your OBE time. Practice holding on to a visualisation as long as you can. See how real you can make the visualisation. This is very valuable for learning OBEs. Third, learn to walk the thin line between conscious and unconscious. Try to fall asleep some night and watch the process. That's not too hard. Just let yourself relax more slowly than normal. And when you start to fall asleep, wake yourself up and tell yourself to stay awake, then try again. Right before you fall asleep, you will start to see hypnagogic images and hear strange voices. Learn to recognize these and learn to watch them or listen to them with interest instead of falling deeper into sleep. Learn to hang on to that borderline state for long periods of time. This is a useful skill in learning OBEs. This has another benefit. By doing this, you are learning to unite the conscious and the unconscious. You are learning to keep yourself conscious during the times when your subconscious is usually in control. And when that happens, your conscious can talk directly to your subconscious without interference. And as if by magic, magical things will start to happen. Your wishes will start to come true. Your subconscious will cooperate with your conscious. Your left brain will cooperate with your right brain. Your creative mind will cooperate with your analytical mind. All areas of your life will improve. Fourth, try to induce swaying sensations in your body. Pretend your astral body is gently swaying inside the physical. Fifth, practice slowing down your thoughts. See how long you can keep your mind perfectly still and without thought. 6th, practice making your mind singular. Practice your ability to hold on to a single thought or visualization. 7th, try this simple exercise. Pretend that lightning has just flashed outside and you're waiting patiently for the clap of thunder. Just listen. Just listen for the next sound. Don't analyze sounds, anticipate sounds, or think about anything. Just be quiet and listen with expectation. This listening is also single-mindedness. Learn to prolong that frame of mind. 8th, try to make your mind passive, not in gear, idle. In a future letter, I'll describe more visualizations and other exercises, but for now, these are excellent practice, and they can cause you to have OBEs too. They aren't just preparations for OBEs, they are actual exercises which can induce OBEs just by practice. The more you practice, the more you will benefit from them. I've got to go now, but remember to practice, and also re-listening to these letters can also be quite beneficial. Bob. Thanks for listening. Come over to Ali's Astral Lounge, www.astralprojectionlounge.com, for all things astral and beyond. See you there.